producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Seven.
Welcome, friends, to another What's On Your Mind radio program. Aptly named What's On Your Mind because we love finding out what it is that's on your mind. Something in the headlines today, something no one's talking about, maybe a little different opinion than we have on a particular issue. Whatever it is, What's On Your Mind is here for you. It's the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and for that we can never say thank you enough. We're blessed that we have many fine listeners all across the Northern Plains tuned in to 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains from Bismarck Mandan, AM 1100 The Flag, that big 50,000-watt blowtorch that blankets more of western Minnesota than any radio station in the region, and also, of course, a good chunk of eastern North Dakota as well. KTGO 1090 Radio in Tioga. And that also covers Williston and Watford City and Ray and Stanley and Newtown, and you get the idea. The only radio station between Williston and Minot, so good chunk of northwest North Dakota. Don't forget Crosby and Powers Lake, and don't get me started, Durham. Partial, and you know,
here sounds like you're already started.
Yeah, I kind of started. Yeah, down that path. Also,
of course, the free iHeartRadio app, you can take it all over the 50 states. So.
Exactly right. Wherever you go with the iHeartRadio app, which is just impeccable quality and easy to use, and you just type in KFYR and that baby, and you got us.
Yeah.
Wherever you're at. So you know, if you set your watch to What's On Your Mind, you can bring that with you as well. And then, of course, KLTC and Dickerson at 1460 on the dial as well. We have a 24/7 telephone line, and that number is 855-200-1776. You dial that, you press 1, leave a message 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with your comment. Just tell us what's on your mind. During the show, you can either leave us a message by pressing 1 or press 2 and chat with us live on the air. Or the numbers you've called for years on K-Fire, you can dial those up as well, 258-0550 locally. Or toll-free at 800-228-0550. Todd loves your text. Todd the Radio God Mitchell. Who gave you that name again anyway? Oh, it's Phil Parker. That's right.
Phil Parker makes 13 cents every time somebody else says Todd the Radio God other than him. So.
Yeah, that's right. It was Phil Parker. I remember it very well when Phil Parker gave you that name. And these people that are starting this controversy up in Culm, trying to lay claim to it, it's sort of like Tioga is the oil capital of North Dakota, and Minot tried to steal it one time. Tried to rip it off, you know, from little Tioga, for crying out loud. But if anybody knows anything about oil production, you know where oil production started. It was in Tioga.
Yeah, what, so 1954? I mean, it's well documented. We got a picture of the first oil rig right here in the control room here at K-Fire. So.
51, wasn't it?
Or
was it 54?
Well, it's before you and I were born.
Yeah, a long time ago.
We're just going on their information. We weren't even born yet.
Anyway, these things happen, and it's certainly happening with that. Todd welcomes your text at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. And we are brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, as we are often on the program. We thank them, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Follow them on Facebook. Check out their tweets. Go online, a great resource, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, one of our fine sponsors here on the program. We're also brought to you today by our friends at AE2S. That's almost a household name, that acronym, AE2S. It stands for Advanced Engineering and Environmental Services. They're a sponsor of the North Dakota Water and Pollution Control Conference, where we are broadcasting live today at the Ramco Dam. And we're going to talk with some real live experts throughout the program today about a number of different projects that have happened across North Dakota or are happening. And guess what? I get to learn some things today. Oh, I love that. I learn things every day from our listeners and from our guests, and it's so fun. I really enjoy it. So I'm looking forward to learning today. And welcome your calls, your questions, your comments as we learn right along together. We'll meet some of the pros from AE2S here at the conference. Also next hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here for the talk radio town hall that he's here for once a week, taking your calls, questions, and comments on each and every issue you can possibly imagine. Anything you want to throw at him, it's welcome. We'll talk TPP today. We'll talk about the battle for who will be the next speaker. We'll talk about ISIS and this new threat from nukes that are trying to be acquired, And what else? Well, Russia, and we just have a lot to cover. But you're first, so whatever issues you want to cover, let us know. Okay, first chance to learn here on the program today, and then we're going to get to your calls as well. So dial in and get ready to roll on whatever topics you want to talk about. But our first guest is Dion Stockert, and Dion is a program leader for AE2S and has been involved in some projects up in an area we're very fond of, Ray and Tioga, and specifically the well expansion project up there. Also done some work in Newtown. And I want to learn a little bit about the water needs of small town North Dakota, especially in western North Dakota, where the explosion of growth is happening that we all read about and hear about every day. So, Dion, nice to see you.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Glad you've agreed to be my tutor today here on the program so we can learn a little bit about some of these projects. And I know the R&T well expansion, that's Ray and Tioga is what R&T water stands for, is being recognized as being a leader. And I understand this is no small deal that they're ultimately being recognized for by the American Public Works Association as a Project of the Year award. So congratulations on your role in that.
What an honor. That's been a lot of fun projects. We actually have won two awards. We won an ACEC award and now an APWA award. So it just goes to show that you can do simple, small projects for a small town, North Dakota, and people recognize good work because there's not only the need for water, but there's the need in very, you know, unique situations. I mean, there was housing issues when this project was going on, and so just overcoming how do you get a contractor and how do you get things done and in the middle of chaos was kind of interesting and quite enjoyable.
So what happened in Tioga and Ray with this particular project that garnered the award?
Well, it all started with the State Water Commission of North Dakota actually monitors how much water everybody can take, especially if it's groundwater or surface water. And in the case of Ray and Tioga, they back in the 1970s and 80s, some of the forward-thinking citizens in that area got together and said, let's create a water plant. And when they did that, they went to the State Water Commission, and the closest and best water source at the time was the Ray Aquifer, which is way on the west end of their system. So the water plant was actually located near Ray, North Dakota, because it was closer to the aquifer. And when the State Water Commission looks at how much water you can, you know, safely take out of the ground without impacting anybody else, they put an allocation on that. And over the years, that allocation had grown to 1,100 acre feet and per year. And Ray was, the R&T plant was capped at that. They could not go over top of that. And when we went to the State Water Commission, we asked them, could we go over that? Has anybody ever asked the question? And how did you come up with 1,100 acre feet? And it was more of a trial and error type of solution that they had looked at. There was obviously some science and math behind it. But still, when you're dealing with what's happening in the ground, it's quite complex. And so they said, well, if you guys do a study, maybe we can figure out if we can go above 1,100 acre feet. So we did a hydrogeologic study, and we popped some holes in the ground and started looking at what we could actually take. And we proved to them that we could take safely a little bit more water. I think we were looking for about 1,500 acre feet. And they allowed us to do that on a temporary basis. And while they allowed us to do it on a temporary basis, they also put in some State Water Commission monitoring wells to make sure that we were not doing any negative impacts to the aquifer. And it worked. Not only did we get some more water during a very dry time of North Dakota's oil history of what's happening out west, but we were able to do it without impacting nearby farmers and anybody that had water rights before R&T came into existence. And that was very helpful just to make sure we're protecting our neighbors as well as taking care of our customers.
So what happens if you don't do this?
Well, a bad day for, you know, all of us in the water industry would be as if something, you know, catastrophic happened where you contaminated a water source. For instance, an air gap even in your pipe has, you know, very negative impacts because biological activity can be created if it's not there, and then an air gap comes along, all of a sudden you've got an environment that's different, and biological activity can start. Or you could just look at, depleting it too deep where it would negatively impact somebody else's water that first in first in time, first in line is Western Water Law summarized in a very short way. And we want to make sure that everybody that was getting water ahead of us, make sure that they get their allocation. And same thing for everybody behind us. You know, if a new oil company comes in today and wants water and they want to pull it out of the Ray Aquifer, we got to make sure that R&T is protected as well.
I don't want to cheat our friends in Newtown, but we only have a half a minute left. Quickly tell me what you did there.
Well, in Newtown, we're doing a brand new lime softening plant, and it is doubling the size of the capacity of that plant. That town has really been growing. Hats off to the mayor and the council for all the challenges that they've been having. But, yeah, it's a brand new. And if you drive by the Newtown Water Plant, you're going to see concrete coming out of the ground. In the next 30 days, you're going to see precast concrete walls going on. And what we're trying to do is work over the winter indoors where it's nice and warm.
Fascinating. Hey, Dion, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
And all your good work. Dion Stockert, AE2S client, the program leader, updating us on a couple of projects. And we'll learn more as we go throughout the day from this conference, the North Dakota Water and Pollution Control Conference. Your calls when we come back. Rocky and Tioga is waiting to weigh in. He's first to go, and you're next.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Chairman Tyler Spike. Since approximately 70% of North Dakota soybean crop is shipped overseas, the North Dakota Soybean Council is proud to be hosting a number of international trade teams this fall. These teams consist of the top wholesalers, traders, and buyers of U.S. soybeans from Southeast Asia and China. While buyers may have been purchasing North Dakota soybeans for years, there is no better way to build relationships than to bring them to fields right here and show them a soybean harvest in action while meeting farmers and sharing a meal in the shop. Because of the relationships that are developed through these trade team visits, the buyers know that our soybeans are of good quality and produced by people they know and trust. For more information about our international marketing efforts, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Well, how about that? I just received an email from the listener, Cheryl, who had emailed during the show yesterday for some more information about the trip to New York City, and she sends a note today saying, hey, we're all registered and so excited about the trip. Thanks for your quick response. Well, hey, we have to be quick because to get this great deal of $2,569 per person for the works December 1st through the 5th, airfare, hotel accommodations, for dinners, breakfast every morning, the Broadway show of Les Mis, the Radio City Christmas Spectacular with the Rockettes. We have to lock in that deal to get 40 folks signed up by tomorrow. So the deadline's tomorrow. So we're moving quick. And a lot of folks are calling, inquiring, saying, you're right, good deal, sign me up. So, but we still need some more to get to 40 by tomorrow. So if you've been thinking about it, kind of on the fence, come along. We have a great time, first of all. If you've not done one of these, really do it as a group. I mean, my wife and I really enjoy meeting some new people and, you know, at dinner we're chatting about, hey, ask me anything. Let's do a little mini version of what's on your mind and, you know, taking the shows together and see the sights. And Christmas, New York time, New York City at Christmas time is just magical. Just, I mean, Rockefeller Center and the tree and the ice skating rink there at Rockefeller Center and everything you see. It's just, and if you're, you know, the first time I was there was the mid-80s, and I remember being a little afraid, right? Just like New York City, small town, Minnesota boy, what am I doing here in New York City, the big city, and looking around my shoulder. And I've been there dozens of times since, and I'm never even of the least bit concerned. So if you're one of those folks a little bit skittish about, you know, it sounds fun and I wouldn't mind going, but not New York City, remove that from your mind. Let me send you the full itinerary. Just send me an email, scott@flagfamily.com. Or you can call direct to Group Travel Planners and ask any question you might have, but get yourself registered. Call Jason right now, 952-898-3478, extension 228. 952-898-3478, extension 228, and ask for Jason. All right, Rocky in Tioga on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline to get rolling here to tell us what's on your mind. Lay it on me, 800-228-0550. Hey, Rocky, what's up?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
First, I'd like to thank you for that first guest. That a project like that is just so wonderful for the community, and it sounds great that even the regulatory agency took a reasonable common sense and still tried to protect the citizens. It just seems like the perfect ideal kind of thing. So congratulations to them and for you to broadcast their success. That's a great thing.
Yeah, thank you. By the way, we don't often just sort of find out what's happening around us, right? An example of the Newtown Project or what happened at Ray and Tioga. I mean, people that are intimately involved in providing city services know about it, and obviously, you know, folks that need water are paying attention to it, but I don't know that the general public does. So it's a good opportunity to find out about some of these projects and how they work and ask some questions. So thank you.
Yeah, well, usually the successes aren't broadcast, only the failures. So it's a really, really, really positive thing, and thank you. What I'm calling about, though, is a local issue that surprised me this morning when I got up and wandering around. I noticed the kids were getting ready to head off to school here in Tioga, and their attire was a little bit weird. And I said, what's going on? And they said, well, it's Transgender Day at the Tioga school. And I said, I'm not okay with that. I'm not okay with that.
So what is Transgender Day? Would boys dress like girls and girls dress like boys? Is that what they're doing or what?
Well, yeah, and I called the school, and the lady was very, very polite. And you know, us, my generation, dads and moms and stuff, we look at things as like, you know, opposite, have fun. It's okay. Opposite gender day, you know, and you just have fun, sort of like Halloween. You're really not talking about, you know, you just have fun. But if you look on the walls and stuff, it's transgender celebration. The walls of what they, you know, on the boards and stuff like that, it's about transgenderism. And
so,
not for,
so wait, here's, yeah. here's what, normally I know our kids do this. They have dress-up day, and as I understand it, the kids themselves decide, okay, we're going to do, you know, UND day or NDSU day or whatever they pick.
Right,
and they pick
crazy
themselves.
Days or 90
yeah.
days or whatever.
Right.
Yeah,
right. They this year they did, you know, every day for homecoming. It was 70s day, one day or whatever. And,
right.
You know, I think the administration or whoever the, you know, the supervisor is, you know, the advisor, rather, for the teacher for that particular group, you know, sort of signs off on it. But it basically is up to the kids. Now, what you described as two different things. One, you know, sounded like to start with, this is something the kids came up with, just like, hey, boys dress like girls, girls like boys, kind of funny, whatever. But then when you say what's on the walls, that sounds like some sort of mandate from the school. So whose idea is this, is what I'm getting at?
Yeah, I don't know all of that, but somehow it got on the bulletin boards and all that stuff that it's transgender. And I'm the first to say that, you know, everybody, we all have our issues and this and that and the other, and I certainly am not trying to say that anybody should be is better than the other person or something like that, but to celebrate transgenderism, why are we going to school? We're there to study and learn, and I'm having a tough time with that. So I thought maybe I'd put it out there and just wonder if our community is okay with those kinds of hijackings of the. One time when I was going, the hardest thing I ever had to do, I'm tongue in cheek, was whenever the Bison went over to Missoula. I'm a graduate from the University of Missoula, so it was tough to decide whether I was a Grizzly or a Bison.
You came out okay on that deal this year.
Yeah, I did. I was walking across the campus, and one of my friends said, "I didn't realize you supported gay rights." And I said, "What are you talking about?" And he says, "Well, you're wearing blue jeans." And I said, "Excuse me?" And he goes, "Yeah, today's the day. If you wear blue jeans, you support gay rights."
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I'm just saying, that's the way things get hijacked.
Yeah. I still want the rainbow back myself,
right. But anyway, I'm just wondering
what
if that's
mean.
Back before Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton, my kids weren't asking the questions they ask now. And I'm really tired of those things just being out in front of our kids all the time.
I wonder how transgender people feel if they even want to be celebrated in such a manner.
Well, I know there's an element of this that's almost mocking, individuals that would be in that. When you talk about celebrations, then it's sort of like saying, hey, it's okay to be. So I'd like to know more. I mean, you've raised a few issues
where
innocent.
That's where I am, and it's I'm sure it is. I know the local, like the principals and the people like that, and they're wonderful people, and I'm sure that they're not. There's no ulterior motive on their part. I don't even want to. I'm not trying to infer that in any way.
I'm glad you raised it because I would have done the same thing as a parent, and I'm glad you called, and we'll do a little checking into it. Okay, we'll ask.
Well, you, it's what's on your mind. You asked, so I told you.
You're exactly right. That's what we're here for. Appreciate the call. Thanks for checking in from Tioga today. Appreciate it very much. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is 800-228-0550. And by the way, there's an investigation going on at the Motor Vehicle Division about the workplace. Maybe that's why they are a little slow. They just don't like working where they're working. I don't know. What do you think, John?
They may not like it either, right?
And another controversy over Ben Carson that's brewing up. We got to dig into too. Lots more from the conference at the Ramcota. Stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Business owners, listen up. I want to tell you about getting the most money for your business. Art Rosenberg's on the phone from Sunbelt Business Brokers. I'd imagine that one of the first questions you get from a business owner is, what's my business worth? Is that right?
That's correct. The sad part, the majority of businesses are sold for the value of its fixtures and inventory.
So how does Sunbelt do it different?
Well, Sunbelt represents the owner and an ongoing entity that allows it to find its true value and reflect it in its sales price. We look at the market growth potential, a recurring revenue, the customer base, expansion of potential services, and the current management team, whether it'll stay or whether it's moving on.
How long does this process take, Art?
From 3 to 6 months on most cases, depending on our ability to get the information together from the seller and matching them up with a qualified buyer.
Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Back in Bismarck, we are at the Ram Coda Inn today with the program. We are here because there is a gathering that has been meeting all across North Dakota for 87 some years. It'll be in Minot next year, Fargo the year after that, Grand Forks after that. So they move this around quite a bit. But, you know, not every day that a entity meets 87 years in a row. You know, that just is pretty darn unusual. So appreciate the opportunity to be here and learn a little bit about what is happening with different water projects across the state of North Dakota, with different public works projects across the state of North Dakota. And they've grown over the years, as I learned from the folks here at the event, to, you know, start with just water and pollution control and kind of expand out just to public works in general. We're going to talk about one of those public works projects here next up on the program and learn some more about what is happening, and love doing that today on the program. Our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, by the way, welcome for your calls, questions, and comments at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. You can text Todd with your comments at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. To text Todd, your email is always welcome at studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow.com. Todd and I have swung a deal with Michael Lindell on your behalf, our fine listeners. So when you call 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott, they're going to give you 50% off the original classic pillow and a lot of other great savings, too. So check that out at MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. 10-year warranty, my favorite feature. There's many of what I could describe as my favorite feature of that pillow, the patented interlocking fill, which means it adjusts any sleep position. But I think the 10-year warranty just speaks volumes. It's really pennies a night for that. All right, so a caller wanted to weigh in here on our previous conversation with Rocky on what we believe is Transgender Day up in Tioga. Go ahead. You're up next on What's on Your Mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Yes, I'm a local school administrator in the Jamestown area, and after I heard your caller talk about Transgender Day in Tioga, I called the school there and I talked to the principal, and he told me that there is nothing as far as celebrating a Transgender Day. What they're doing because of homecoming is the kids' opposite sex dress-up day, it's called. So boys dress like girls, girls dress like boys, but there's no emphasis whatsoever, he said, on transgender. He said it never really came up. So that's the, because I was really wondering about this, whether or not a school would want to, you know, promote that type of thing, because it is so controversial right now. But according to the principal that I talked to, that's not the case. They're not promoting a transgender day.
Got it. appreciate you doing what we were just doing as well, trying to find a source to talk a little bit about that. Again, sounds like the kids maybe themselves calling it Transgender Day. What concerned me most in that call was the signage she was talking about that was up and that it became a celebration. So sounds like the principal saying nothing like that exists. Not sure where that caller got that. But anyway, it's another piece of information, and we thank you for the call and taking the time to dig into this as a former school administrator yourself. Appreciate that.
Yes,
you know how rumors can get around in a school. You know, it can start as one thing, and by the time 12 other people have been told, it's a whole different message.
I mean, to the kids, anything. It may be that it is that, right? But nonetheless, if it's not something officially sanctioned by the school, sounds innocent, you know, from the kids' perspective.
Did you ever dress up as a girl when you were in school?
I don't think I did, no.
I didn't either, but...
Dressed up as Elvis.
I'm an ugly enough guy. I'm not going to dress up as a girl.
Yeah.
That's scary.
The whole dressing up as Elvis thing was enough of an event.
You dressed up as Elvis?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Jerry Bugliosi, who was ran the McDonald's on South Washington and Grand Forks, put me up to that. He was a big Elvis fan, and I actually went in there with Elvis. Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't pretty.
Nice.
I think the pictures have all been burned, but if you come across one, just let me know. You know.
Now, actually, if you come across one, let me know so I can get it posted before Scott finds it and burns it. We need one of those for posterity, if nothing else.
Let's get one more call in here before we meet some more guests doing some good work on projects across the great state of North Dakota. Dean in Bismarck, and for some reason, my Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline button is not working, Manny, so you can lock
I hear
in.
You.
I hear you too, Dean. How are you?
Hey, good. Hey, talking about what's going on in school, you know, tomorrow is bring your Bible to school day tomorrow. And you don't hear a thing about that being brought up at all.
And that's like a national thing?
Yep.
I wonder what happens if you do that in some schools.
Well I don't know, but I'm going to have my couple boys bring theirs to school and see once what if they say anything. But that's on the news on the KNDR station at its national Bring Your Bible to School Day tomorrow.
Wouldn't you get sent home for that in this day and age?
I wonder. I mean, but I'm glad you brought that up because now parents can know it is officially Bring Your Bible to School Day tomorrow. I'm checking a number of there's actually a whole website set up about it called bringyourbible.org. It's the real deal. You're right. Didn't know it existed, but now we do. And there you go. Hopefully that's
okay.
Speaking of Tioga. Back in the presidential primary of what would have been what? When Mitt Romney was running. When Mitt Romney was the nominee, so what would that be? You know, almost 4 years ago, I guess, right? The primary brought Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney to North Dakota. And Rick Santorum was up actually in Tioga. He met with some folks at the Target Logistics there. He was in Williston and also in Tioga, and was at the high school there. And I was assigned the microphone that would go around and take questions for Rick Santorum from the audience. And I remember sitting coming up on the bleachers, somebody waved me up, sat down to them. And by the way, they'd just been through a tragic situation where some kids had been killed in a car accident outside Tioga. But I sat next to a student, and she had a Bible next to her on the bleachers. And I don't know that I've ever seen that in a high school before. So after she asked a question, I held up the Bible and showed Rick Santorum. I said, you know, not many high schools that you see this. But anyway, since the earlier caller called about Tioga, maybe that's something they could do for tomorrow's theme for homecoming. That could be. Let me introduce you to some guests here with us at the Ramcota. Jeff Ruby, who is AE2S Civil Practices Engineer. John Leifers, who is a project engineer with AE2S. And also Todd Kelly, who is the Watford City engineer, to talk about some work that is happening right now, fast-tracking some infrastructure around a new high school and event center. Jeff, let me start with you. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about what these guys are doing.
Sure. Sounds good. Well, we work as AE2S with the City of Watford City on many infrastructure projects. And, you know, when they started looking at the high school and the event center and kind of the rapid pace of it, they looked to AE2S to help them out in putting that infrastructure together, and we created a team of phenomenal professionals, including John Leifers, who is the project engineer from a water resources standpoint, to really move that infrastructure along.
And, John, I understand you had a little bit of an aggressive timeline on this one, right? So when they you know, as you find out about this project, it was approved by the voters there, and you got to get her done by a certain date. What did you think about that aggressive timeline?
Sure, yeah. The project started off in spring of 2014, and the occupants and date for the high school was essentially spring semester for 2016. So we knew we had a year and a half to build, what was it, 2.5 miles of road, do a lot of planning for what ended up to be over 400 acres of development in addition to the high school and event center, floodplain permitting, stormwater management, getting water and sanitary sewer in for nearly 2.5 miles of road and 400 acres of development.
Before I go to you, Todd, and maybe a follow-up here for John on the specifics of this project, Jeff, I want to come back to you because the community of Watford City obviously has a city engineer. We're going to talk to Todd here in a moment, but not necessarily the staff that would be able to do something as quick as what just John described. This is what you guys do, right? So you essentially provide the staff for these communities to serve the taxpayers, right?
Sure. It's one of the many things we do. We assist Todd Kelly in this regard, in really providing a lot of the staff and resources, in addition to other firms that help out the city. But we've been there for quite a while, and our team is really set together to bring kind of all facets of municipal engineering services to assist, in addition to the water and wastewater work that we do. There's a number of communities out west that we assist in this manner, and I think we've provided a really good resource for these municipalities as they deal with the growth associated out in western North Dakota.
I mean, that's what I think folks don't realize. I mean, in a lot of parts of North Dakota, especially in the bigger cities, you know, these projects are on the drawing board for 10, 15, 20 years ahead of time, and somebody knows they're coming, and there's a whole city staff to deal with it. In this case, you have this incredible amount of growth related to all this oil and gas development. A school passes, and we need it now, right? Because you can't just wait, and it's not on the drawing board, and there's not a staff sitting around. So, Todd, talk a little bit about, you know, working with John and Jeff and the team at AE2S and what's coming out of the ground right now in the way of infrastructure in Watford City.
Sure. It's been a very exciting project. You mentioned a little bit about the scope and size of the project. We're almost doubling the size of Watford City with this one development.
Oh my gosh.
In addition to the high school, which will serve 700 students, the event center, 250,000 square foot event center, will have two hockey rinks, swimming pool, conference space. It's really going to be a very nice amenity to the community. You mentioned how fast this had to happen. Started looking at it a year ago with the rough design, moved through the design and started construction probably about springtime of this year. It's been a very busy summer. In addition to the development, we have the DOT is reconstructing the highway, which is the frontage to this development. So we've got multiple contractors working in the same area. And it's been some challenges for the local residents to be able to get around. But I think we've controlled things as best that we can. And we're very excited to see this start up. Hopefully in about another 2 months, the high school should be occupied. Students will move in over the Christmas break. And the event center will be scheduled to be online next fall, so about a year from now.
We had Mayor Sanford on Monday, and he said December. And I thought, wow, that's aggressive, that's quick. It sounds like it's on track, huh?
Yeah, it's doing very well so far. So we're really keeping our fingers crossed that we can get another month of good weather. And if we do that, I think we'll be in pretty good shape.
John, real quick, how have they done? Give me a report card. How's this all come together?
Like Todd mentioned, you know, with any fast-track project of this scale, there are certainly some challenges of lots of different moving parts in the design. You know, something in the design changes, it affects lots of things down the line. So just making sure that there's lots of communication throughout the project team with the city, with the various stakeholders involved.
But
we're getting them done.
Amazing. Fascinating. Thanks for the overview on this, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
PetroServe USA, home of the Hot Stuff Pizza, 4 for $4 special, is giving away $10,000 again. Two $500 gift cards will be given away weekly. PetroServe USA makes everyone a winner with their Hot Stuff Pizza, 4 for $4 special.
Helping America feel better.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401Ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Heedalls has it. I love saying that because it's so true. You walk into Heedalls, they have it. And the reputation is, if it's a part, no matter how obscure, not only are you going to find that part, you're going to find somebody when you walk in the door that is a true pro. And that's the real genius behind Heedalls. It's their people that have been there in many cases decades and decades, and family members all working together at Heedalls. Josh Kamet is up there in... Kevin Falcon, actually, is who I want to talk to you about. Heedalls in Williston, because we've talked to Josh before, and I had his S10 pickup on my mind. And when I talked to Kevin Falcon, he and I were talking about Josh and the first car. So I want to tell you about Kevin at the Heedalls in Williston, actually. If you stop in there, he'd be a fine example of what I'm talking about. He's been there 97, I think. He's been in the auto parts business, first in Williston up there at Mann's Automotive, and that became Heedalls. So a long time that customers of what is now Heedalls in Williston walking in the door and seeing this fella. And think about that. The knowledge of whatever you need, he's going to find it. and get it done for you. And he loves that. He loves the service, getting the products out real quick, their team being friendly on the phone. It's a family atmosphere. And, you know, you can get the right product to the person on the other end of the phone or other end of the counter. That's what he loves doing every single day right there at the Hedahl's location in Williston. So he's also got a 36 Ford pickup that he restored. We had a little fun talking about that, too. And doesn't get a chance to drive as much as you'd like. But if you get in there, make sure you ask him about that 36 Ford at the Hedahl's location in Williston. Kevin Falcon. By the way, Hedahl's, western Minnesota, south Dakota, all throughout North Dakota, and western Montana as well. Eastern Montana, rather, as well. Tell them Scott sent you to Hedahl's. Okay, we are broadcasting live from the 87th Annual Water North Dakota Water and Pollution Control Conference in Bismarck today at the Ramco Inn, and learning a bunch from a lot of folks. And we have two more joining us right now. Scott Schaefer, who is the AE2S wastewater practice leader, and also Keith Demke, the director of utility operations for the city of Bismarck. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So, Scott, wastewater treatment projects are happening all throughout North Dakota right now, right?
They really are.
A sign of the growth, I guess, right?
That's a big part of it. And, you know, the growth is a big part, especially out west. And, you know, at the same time, we're dealing with a little bit of increased regulation, but also just reinvesting in our infrastructure. A lot of infrastructure got built in the 70s and 80s after the Clean Water Act, and you know, it's got a few decades of wear and tear on it, so it requires that reinvestment to keep it up.
Just AE2S alone is working on wastewater projects right now here in Bismarck. We're going to talk about that in a moment. Mandan, Fargo, Williston, Watford City, Tioga, Plaza, Partial, and Crosby. So you're a busy guy.
Yeah, and that's the list that we have under construction right now.
Yeah, never mind what's coming around the bend, right?
That's right.
By the way, I just want to ask you quickly about an issue that a lot of wastewater facilities are dealing with in communities, and there's even a lawsuit over this, I understand, and that's the quote-unquote flushable wipes that we buy at the store. They're not flushable, I guess, right?
Well, you can flush them, but the problem is that they don't break down, and so they're causing a really big operational concern for our utilities. Basically, they're getting stuck in the collection systems. They're getting stuck in the pumps. A lot of extra work has to go into basically taking them back out. And so the labeling on the packages says they're flushable, but they really shouldn't be flushed. They should really go to the landfill.
Wow. And Bismarck is part of the suit as well. Keith Demke is here, the Director of Utility Operations for the City of Bismarck. Keith, thanks for being here.
Sure. Glad to be here.
So, first of all, let's talk about something you have on the drawing board that's about to become, actual real construction, moving some dirt for a new wastewater plant in Bismarck. Tell us about it.
Yeah. Well, this is an upgrade and rehabilitation of our existing plant. As Scott said, a lot of stuff was built a while ago and is just wearing out. This is a case of that. We've got some equipment that was put in the ground 30 years ago and has been running continuously since then. With the growth in Bismarck, we need more capacity, and a combination of the capacity and replacement of this results in us needing to basically replace the whole biological treatment train at our plant. And that's going to be about a $27 million project by the time we're all done.
Now, somebody might say, okay, is that worth the investment? So what happens if you don't invest in something like this wastewater project?
Well, if we don't invest in that, we first and foremost, we don't treat the wastewater before we put it back into the Missouri River, which I think everybody would agree is probably not an acceptable thing to do. We'd be in violation of our state discharge permit, so we'd have some compliance issues there. We'd have legal action taken against the city. We'd pay some fines.
So essentially, you don't have a choice.
Don't have any choice.
You've got to do this, yeah.
This is just something you got to do. When people live in cities, they've got to provide treatment of their wastewater.
And how much is this flushable wipe issue? I know you mentioned earlier you're part of the lawsuit. How much is that an issue for Bismarck?
Well, we have a regular problem with these things plugging up the pumps in our lift stations. Like Scott said, they're flushable. They'll go down the pipes, but unlike toilet paper, which breaks down in just a few minutes, these things are pretty sturdy, and they're woven like cloth almost, and they don't break down. They just keep going through the system until they get hung up on something. So we'll pull balls of them out of the inside of pumps in a lift station because that stops the pump from moving the wastewater, which is not a good thing and not a pleasant thing to have to go in and do either.
And we use a lot of them, don't we? Yeah, they're pretty popular. They are pretty popular. Yeah. Yes. Especially with moms, you know, because they clean everything with those babies, which is fine. Just don't flush them.
That's right.
Throw them away. Gentlemen, thanks for the update.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it very much. Learning something every day here today. Great fun from the North Dakota Water and Pollution Control Conference for our friends at AE2S. Congressman Kevin Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall when we come back.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
New York City at Christmas time. There is nothing like it. Hi, folks. I'm Scott Hammond. My wife, Maria, and I are hosting a trip to the Big Apple. New York City at Christmas time is magical. You have to see it to believe it. And we have a great package that includes airfare, deluxe hotel accommodations, coach travel all around the city with a great guide, some great dinners, Trump Cafe, Cotton Club, and Ellen Stardust Diner, plus a show on Broadway, Les Mis, one of the best shows ever. Incredible show. And the Rockettes, Radio City's Christmas Spectacular. This is going to be a blast, and we have a great deal for you. Just $2,500. $69 per person if you book before October 8th. So hurry. If you'd like complete details, you can call this telephone number, 952-898-3478. 952-898-3478, extension 228. Or email me, scott@flagfamily.com. scott@flagfamily.com. Christmas time in New York City. Trust me, this will be a trip you'll never forget.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hard-working men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.